again this week, last week we sounded like chipmunks, and I hope you got that fixed this week.
We didn't sound like chipmunks last week.
Oh, well, Mrs. La 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 Lauren said we did.
She just heard the clicking, so there was definitely clicking, and you're really coming in hot.
Oh, well, you know, it must be my sexy voice or something like that.
Ooh,
should I move away from the micro-hoist?
Or just, yeah. Move to the living room, I believe.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
show. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 19th of August, 2024. And the y'all, Mr. Larry H. Bader is on vacation week.
Oh!
In the year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaBatria Parton. I'm your host, the one who, you know, I'm not the pretty one here. I got to do all the work. And sometimes I don't quite get it right. Mr. Larry H. Bader spelled.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even, no, not quite, not quite. Ooh, I'm peeking.
Now you're hot.
Yeah, V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the fat one himself.
Hot one.
He's hot. Coming in hot. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Na 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 na. When you're hot, you're hot.
When you're fat, I believe it's are the
when you're fat,
you're
fat.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So y'all, quick update about
yes.
last week's little show. Y'all,
yes.
I couldn't figure it out, and I said, but we switched back to the other computer. Y'all, the banjo band file was not on this computer. It was on the cloud. So I was still using the busted up file after all of that. So anyway, new file. probably one of the last times we record using the banjo band. Probably go back to Logic or something a little more professional. So I'm tweaking the settings, if you will. Tweaking the settings.
Ooh. Well, we have a lot of tweakers that like to listen to this show.
Do we?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I was not aware of that, but that's...
Tweak, tweak.
Yeah.
Tweak, tweak. Quiet as a mouse.
Wonder what happened to Dr. Tweaker. Do you remember him? He listened to the original little show.
I do remember Dr. Tweaker. And I also just recently thought of Mr. Poos.
It's not a week goes by that I don't have a thought of Mr. Poos.
The something Poos
like the Daily Poos proclamations or something like
that. Yeah, it was something like that. Mr. Poos. The Daily Poos pronunciation.
Yeah, something. It was something along those lines. Okay. Yes. I think I've got the levels dialed in, everyone. Y'all, I'm watching it close.
Y'all, he's dialed in. So if you're tweaking, it's not him.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've got all that dialed in. And y'all, we are nothing if not audio professionals here. So
right. Well, yeah. we've taken a page from the Mix Minus podcasting manual.
It's true. We follow their step-by-step directions on how to have a successful podcast. And
yes,
this is what you
absolutely.
Get.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Uh-huh. I think we've proven that.
I think we've
definitely proven we've taken a page from their
right
from their manual,
y'all. And you know, if we were professional podcasters, we'd go back and do it again. But
no, we wouldn't.
We cannot be bothered. We cannot be bothered.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's not happening.
I mean, you know, it would be the epitome of new podcasts to go back and do it over and over.
It would be. If we cared about what we said and who we, you know.
But,
we don't.
We're no Kath by any means.
Oh, no. We are not Kath.
Oh!
That is for sure.
No.
She said, y'all, she sent me a message and said I could call her Kate. So that's that's Kate Bacon. Mm-hmm.
Now, does that lead into the next statement where you say, kiss me, Kate?
No, but
okay.
I don't want to upset Miss. I don't want to gross Miss Bacon out. But
Kate Bacon.
Y'all, it's been 7 long years since Kate and I have spent a day in the Sioux Falls together. And but doesn't Kate Bacon sound like the host of the Sioux Falls, South Dakota Nightly News?
No, it's the...
the sports announcer for the nightly news.
And now let's go over to Kate Bacon with the forecast. Kate?
Mm-hmm. Y'all, I bet they have good weathermen up there. Because, y'all, they got some weather in the South Dakotas. I've been there once. So I'm an expert on this.
Well, right. I mean, Kate Bacon, you seem to have a special guest with you over there. It looks like someone who's an expert in the weather of South Dakota.
Who is that? He's been here once and never again. But
never again. Oh, it's Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone.
Okay. Y'all, speaking of never again, talk to Chris.
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yes.
I don't remember. But anyway, I just recently spoke to him, and y'all, he was on the aluminium tube of death. And I said, I said, did you decide that you're going to surprise me like we talked about and you're going to come to Las Vegas? And he said, no, I told you where I was going and I'm not going to tell you if you can't remember. And I said, I'm just going to scroll up. And y'all, I scrolled up in the chat and we had great conversation about doing something, getting together, whatever. But y'all, he did tell me he was busy, but he never once said where he was going. So y'all, I had to.
I know where he is.
Well, I mean, I called him on it.
You had to do a little investigation.
Right.
Let's go over to Kate Bacon and Larry Vader for our investigation report.
And y'all, I said, look here, you didn't tell me. He said, oh, I'm in the Chicago's. And
yes.
I said, my best to Digger and T. Wiggles and. And
Omar,
Ms. Rizzo, Lauren, and Big Licky, and the whole crew. And he said, "I have other plans." So,
he does.
Yeah. So happy for him because y'all, if I were
he and Cam and Tim are getting together. I think.
We didn't really talk that much, because y'all, he was very busy, but. I said, well, if you decide, and he said, I'll be connecting in the Chicago's. And he said, and so I just got a wave emoji back. And I said, okay, bye. But yeah, I mean, it's fine. I could see all Chris.
Now, wait a minute. Now, are you going through Midway?
No. O'Hare.
Okay. Just checking.
No. United flies through O'Hare.
Midway is very similar to LAX. You know, they have the games.
Ooh. Y'all, I'm very excited, Vader would be, because I get to fly on one of United's. I think they only have 6 of them still. They're buying them. They just aren't making them fast enough. They're brand new Airbus A321neos.
You said Airbus, right?
Yeah. The 321 Neo.
Oh, the Neo is as in Sporin?
No, as a new engine option. But y'all, they are fancy pants planes. They have these big 4K displays at the seats, and they're really. I don't know how I got on this flight because it's a big plane, but I was gonna upgrade myself.
That's how you got on it then.
Well, I was gonna upgrade myself to first class,
right?
Y'all, from Chicago to Vegas, which
Lost
is
wages?
I had 3.5 hours ish.
Maybe.
Y'all, $1,400.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, on because first class on the Neo is basically like international business class. It is a very luxurious product, and it is in high demand. So, anyway, did not pull the trigger on that. But then they sent me a 50% off coupon, and you know I love a coupon.
Wait a minute, $50 or 50%?
50%. 50%, which was more. Well, it was actually about $50. It would have been about the same. Just go ahead and guarantee I got upgraded to the Economy Plus, because y'all, there were plenty of seats, but I was like, you know, that's not a chance we're willing to take on a 4-hour flight, because fat people don't fit so well in the little seats.
Right.
So, did that, but y'all.
That's why the first class are in great demand, because there's lots of fat people.
Oh, trust me. And I just got my hairs cut right before this, and y'all, Miss Donna,
I see both of them.
There's only one left, but after that, but Miss Donna, who, you know, she's my Vegas buddy and she cuts my hair. And we have bumped into each other in Vegas once, which is how we became BFFs. Y'all, Miss Donna,
was it a chest bump?
Yeah, it was. It was. She's about 80 years old. She chain smokes the Newport Slims. And she is as clueless as the day is long. But I love her. Y'all, she has a good haircut. But y'all, she was busy. And I would have had to wait. And we had a hot appointment to record the little show. I would have had to wait for her to finish someone's perm or something. Granny, and let me tell y'all, Grandma, you don't work. You are clearly too old to be working still. Go get your perm on a Tuesday morning. Not on a Sunday afternoon. Anyway, but so y'all, I let the girl with the pink hair.
She probably went to church and she had to wash that blue out of her hair from the Lilt home perm kit.
Probably. But y'all, I went to the new girl with the pink hair, and y'all, she was, do y'all remember the 90s MTV cartoon Daria?
Daria! I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, for those of you who aren't old and ancient like Big Fatty, y'all, Daria was cutting my hair. And she said, do you have any plans this week? And I said, yep, I'm going on vacation, very excited, so I need to get my hair did. And she said, well, you need more than that. So she gave me a little workup. But,
so she went shopping with you and bought you some nice clothes.
Right. Where are you going? And I told her, and I said, yeah, it's just a little stressful because I'm leaving after work. I was going to change my flight, but something came up at the coal mine, which they screwed me. And so I can't. So I've got to leave after work. And she said, well, you know, I'm flying for my first time ever in about 2 weeks. And I said, oh, that's exciting. Where are you going? And she said, Seattle. And I said, oh, that's quite a first flight. You know, she's like, can I ask you some questions? Y'all, she spent the next 35 minutes asking me every question that you could Google on the internet. And she said,
now, was she flying Alaska Air?
Yes.
Because, you know, there's a direct flight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's good then. Mm-hmm.
That's what I told her. And I said, it's not luxurious. There's nothing luxurious.
Well, she doesn't know.
Right. I said, so just don't expect that. I said, and it's...
Tell her to wear a nice outfit, because, you know, people dress when they travel.
Right. I said, you know, if you can switch your seats and just, even if you have to sit in a seat you don't love, but you get close to the front of the plane, you'll thank me when you get there, because you'll get off before 30 other rows of people, sort of situation. I said, you know, economy's fine, but, like, you might want to... And she's like, oh, we didn't pay to choose our own seats. And I said...
So they're going to be in middle seats.
Middle seats. She's like, but they're going to keep us together. And I said, uh-huh.
No, they're not.
No. I said, honestly, I've never flown that route before. I don't know if it's normally full. I bet it's not. But
I don't know.
So I said, you know, I don't know. But I said, it'll be great. But yeah, she's like, so I need to get to the airport about 2.5-3 hours early. And I said,
oh, my God.
I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. I said, my flight's at 5:15 on Wednesday, and I'm probably going to get there about 4:20. And she said, well, at least you're not checking a bag. I said, no, I'm checking a bag. I said, it doesn't. I said, I would get there an hour ahead of time, not 50 minutes, but an hour, a solid hour, and you'll be fine, you know, whatever. And she said, oh, I heard I have to take my shoes off. And I said, you do. So anyway, but y'all, it was such a lovely experience. But I'm going to Vegas on Wednesday, so there won't be a little show next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I won't be back until Tuesday night. So I'm out there for, 6-7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, my social calendar has filled up. And that is, we absolutely love that. We have nothing to do from when I wake up until like 5 o'clock. We can do whatever we want, which probably means sleep in, leisurely drink the coffees. Yeah, we've packed the coffee. We've packed the good coffee because there is the coffee maker in the room, but the coffee's garbage. We've got everything in our Instacart shopping cart so we can have a case of water delivered, you know, a few little things to the motel. And, so we're going to do that. And, y'all, we're going to the Ahara Bingo event.
Oh, yeah.
And the Hog is having some events. And so, we've got all sorts of social things planned. We just went by the ATM machine to get some cash money.
Did you get cash money?
Not all that I planned to get because y'all, I guess I have a daily limit on how much cash I can take out.
Yeah, and it depends on how much you have in there.
Well, you would think, but I have way too much money in my checking account. But that's because after Vegas last time, I deposited my winnings because I was like, I'm going to move that to a money market account. And so I meant to do that, but I haven't done it. And so I was like, I'm just going to take, like, I think I figured $600 for cash money to spend. Which,
yeah.
I mean, some people might think that's a lot, but... And I guess it is, but in Vegas, a lot of things, it's just easier to pay cash in Vegas for a lot of things than use your charger plate.
So, yes.
You know, it's a 7-day vacation.
You know, we're moving into the holidays. You don't want to run those charger plates up ahead of the season.
It's true. So, and you know, that's also my gambling money. So, because y'all were saying, this whole trip is, I used United... I use airline credits, not miles, but credits, which means I get qualifying points for it.
Yeah,
I used hotel offers, so I'm probably $300 into this trip. So it's not for a week, $600, because the Hog only accepts cash.
Right. Well, that'll be the $600.
Y'all, I budgeted $150 for the Hog when I was going. But anyway, y'all, the ATM machine would only give me $500. Yes. It said I had to come back tomorrow. So I have to go back to the ATM machine and get more cash money tomorrow. But, y'all, we don't like paying the fee when we're out there, even if it is nominal. But
so, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, we have to run back to the ATM machine tomorrow. But, y'all, we're all ready to go. Big Fatty has...
I don't see your valise there on the bed.
It's over to my left. That's New Gert is over to my left.
New Gert, okay.
Not old Gert, but New Gert. Y'all.
Right.
And we are having a bit of a packing dilemma.
Uh-oh.
Because, y'all, it's 100 degrees in Vegas. 100 to 110. So that is very much shorts and T-shirts, which I'm on vacation. That's all I want to wear. Now, of course, I'll travel in the long pants because... We don't like...
Well, you don't want to get a chill.
You don't, and you don't want to touch people either when they're man-spreading next to you on the plane.
Oh, unless they're really cute.
At which point, I'll take my pants off. So
Right.
That's not a problem.
Well, you're just following the lead of Mrs. La 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 Lauren. You know, there's a cute one, the pants are coming off.
Yeah, if there's a cute gay boy, her pants are coming off. But...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I meant to say Chris from New Jersey, from Tennessee, from New Jersey, or something like that.
Yeah, his pants. The last time I saw him, his pants were off. I mean, just saying. Which sounds horrifying, but I think I was.
Well, it is.
I think it was. But it had nothing to do with him. It was not him. But yes. But anyway, you y'all. Sure? I'm pretty sure you were there.
Okay.
Well, you were. Okay. You were serving the tequila. Y'all, we were in the pig pen.
Right. Yeah. Right.
My pants were off. Also, I believe.
Speaking of horrifying.
Uh-huh. What was I going to say? Either way, y'all. But we're going to the Gahara Bingo, and so I don't want to wear shorts to that, you know. But also, like, it's 100 degrees.
Right.
So, like, am I really gonna? I was like, ugh. Cause y'all, I could do this.
You know
trip.
What you can do? You pack a sweater, and then when you go in to play bingo, you can take the sweater off and lay it across your legs.
Well, no, I just meant I would feel underdressed if I were wearing shorts.
I'm sorry.
You know, you want to support a good y'all, and the bingo cards are only $10, and you get all sorts of good stuff. So, all right. So I'm taking Bouget for that. So super excited. But y'all, so I'm like, I really don't need to check a bag because shorts and t-shirts.
But like, you are.
But now I'm going to have to. But you are blank. Because I'll have to take.
Because you forgot about. You forgot about shoe.
Well, that. You got to take shoe if you're going to the horror. So.
Right.
That's the problem. That is the problem, y'all. Otherwise, I'd just take my little Dora the Explorer wheelie bag, and I'd be fine. Well, otherwise, okay. But yeah. I'm just checking. Yep, I've got all of the players' cards out of the players' card storage area between trips. They are loaded into my bag. They are ready to catch y'all. Don't put one penny in a slot machine without a player's card.
Don't do it. That's how you get a free buffet.
It's how you get a free room. Like, and if you're Mr. Vader, so put the damn card in.
Right.
Because, y'all, every night I'm there, I'm staying at the Tuscany, and every night I'm there, they have some, like, special promotion going on, so you get free play, and so we don't love that.
So it's basically, it's a Vegas coupon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's Vegas on coupons.
It is. And, you know, if there's one thing a fat person likes, it's
a buffet.
Also a buffet. Y'all, I don't think I have any buffets planned while I'm in the Lost Wages. But
Which means that you'll go to four of them.
Yeah, I don't. I guess Caesar's is walkable, and they have a buffet. I think that's the closest buffet. Is Caesar's, which Bacchanal is, of course. If there's going to be a buffet, that's a good one to go to. But
yes,
yeah. But yeah, y'all, without the Glovitas there, I don't have any eating plans. So yeah.
Well, he knows better than to be around you when there are eating plans.
No, he makes the eating plans.
I see.
Yeah, the Glovitas is he's, you know, those Cabana boys. Once they retire, they get thick. So.
So
you know, I like them a little bit more, but
that's why we call it Little Fatty, except
I think we just call it that because that's what we called it 20 years ago, but
well, maybe so,
yeah. But speaking of 20 years ago, let's do this,
yeah.
Well, hello, porcupines, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead.
All right, everybody, it's that game, the game where Big Fatty starts naming people that are ancient and I have never heard of, but were born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive, and then I have to educate all of us on who they were and why you should know them. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Kirk Herbstreit.
Kirk Herbstreit. Y'all, he is dead.
Uh-huh.
And Kirk Herbstreit, you may not know this. This is for you even a bit much. But y'all, he was the founder and original editor of the New York Times.
Yes, Kirk Herbstreit. is alive, and he is on ESPN's College Game Day, which is timely because the sports ball is getting ready to start.
It sure is. Woo.
That right.
College sports ball, it'll wear you out. Okay.
By the way, Matthew Perry and Bill Clinton were also born today.
Hmm. Too soon.
Not going to ask you to say if they're alive or dead, but anyway.
Well, one is questionable. So.
Right. Let's see here. Satya Nadella.
Satya Nadella is alive. And y'all, Satya Nadella just won the Teenage Nobel Prize for an invention that he made. I don't remember what it was, but I just heard he won.
Yes, Satya Nadella is indeed alive, and he is the CEO of Microsoft.
That is not how you say his name, but close.
Well, how do you say it?
I think it's Sanjay or San. It's something else. Oh.
Okay, Jonathan Frakes.
Oh, he's alive, y'all. That's Captain Will Riker in the Star Treks.
Okay, Captain Jonathan Frakes is indeed alive, and he played Commander Will Riker in Star Trek Next Generation. All right, next up, Commander Will Riker.
Commander Will Riker. He is dead. Y'all, he was an Air Force, a Navy commander. I can't remember which Navy, but one of the Navies. Y'all, and he broke the sound barrier.
Captain Will Riker is not dead, but he's not alive either. He hadn't been born yet because he's not born until 2335.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And he was from Valdez, Alaska. So how about that? All right. Do we have time for a couple more?
Sure. Why not? This is going swimmingly.
Gerald McCraney.
Old Jer. Y'all, Gerald McCraney is dead, and you probably best know Gerald McCraney as the author of what was the name? I don't remember the name of the books, but it was the murder mystery books, Gerald McCraney.
Oh, yeah, the Gerald McCraney mysteries. how silly of me not to know that. McCraney is alive, and he's an American actor and was on Simon and Simon, and he was Major Dad. All right, one more. That's all we got. One more. All right, one more. Gene Roddenberry.
Ooh, too soon. Y'all, he's dead. I didn't realize they shared a birthday, but Gene Roddenberry was the, I guess, writer, creator, executive producer of the Star Treks and the Star Treks The Next Generation. But y'all, he's been dead.
Gene Roddenberry died in 1991, and he did indeed create Star Trek. So I guess he's responsible for Captain William T. Riker to be born. So, oh, by the way, speaking of Star Trek and flying machines, Orville Wright was born on this day. But we all know that he's gone to glory.
Well, I mean, his popcorn exists still, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got one
one. One last
Charles Hyers. Charles Hyers.
Charles Hyers. Y'all, Charles Hyers is, as far as I know, dead. And y'all, Charles Hyers was he was a British lord. And so,
Lord Hyers. I think you got him mixed with Lord a Mercy. Charles Hyers, what is indeed dead.
He made himself.
He's an American pharmacist and inventor of Hyers root beer.
Can't say I've ever had that.
Okay, well. You've had some root beer, but maybe not Hyers.
Well, so. I prefer the sarsaparilla.
Yes, because, you know, sarsaparilla leads to Gasparilla, and we know there'll be plenty of that on the Aereo Plano.
Oh, absolutely.
So, anyway,
the combination speaking, of altitude. Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of Gasparilla.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, I think some things go without.
Yeah. I was like, I can't even. How do you? You can't.
No. It's self-explanatory.